We are just a few months away from the 2014 Winter Olympics coming up in Sochi, Russia. There's been news about it lately because of the homophobia that is law in Russia under Vladimir Putin. You can't have any rainbow symbols. You can't protest. You can't promote homosexuality in any way. And the definition of promoting is a real controversy now, because you're going to have all those athletes gathering for the Winter Olympics, and many of them, of course, are going to be gay. Some of them will be out, some of them still in the closet, but the question is, what will some of these athletes do once they get there? And more importantly, how do they feel knowing that they're going to a place where something so important to who they are is against the law? Well, I think our next guest can offer some perspective on that. His name is Joe Putignano. Joe is a performing artist and contortionist and acrobat who has toured with Cirque du Soleil. He was a Junior Olympics national champion. He's won numerous state and regional championships and was on his way perhaps to an Olympic career before getting sidelined by an addiction to heroin and ending up homeless. He has since gone on to have quite a career as an acrobat, but I've asked him to join us here today and talk about some perspective on this story. Joe, welcome to America Weekend.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure here. Tell me what you think goes through the minds of every gay athlete who is headed for Sochi when they hear these stories from Vladimir Putin's Russia.
Well, I imagine they are, you know, in a lot of fear. I know I would be, actually, if, you know, if I was going to compete and when you're competing, you have to have a great level of, you know, confidence, and your sexuality should have nothing to do with your sport. And these athletes have been training their entire life for this one day. It's kind of terrible that this is even a situation that's going on. So I imagine, you know, a lot of them are in fear.
Do you ever have to deal with this on a personal level when you were competing here in the United States? Because we've got too much homophobia right here on the homeland.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, you know, for any gay or you know, lesbian growing up, it's terrible from an early age in adolescence. I think, you know, people can sense or other kids can sense our differences. And, you know, there are those who gravitate towards our uniqueness, and then there are those who try to squash it. And I think it's very human to say there's something different about the one, you know, to say, oh, I fear something, so let's stay away from it. But, you know, as we say, contempt prior to investigation is the worst kind of ignorance. And there's a lot of negative words that used to represent homosexuality, and they can destroy one's sense of masculinity and self-esteem and self-respect. So for myself, growing up gay, I felt isolated and terrified because the world told me I was wrong, and it gave me a deep sense of shame of who I was. And, you know, shame is when a larger society tells us there's something fundamentally unacceptable and wrong with who we are at our core. And, you know, when you see this in the world, you actually start to believe it. And how can we thrive in a world that tells us we are wrong right off the bat? You know, you're wrong for being the way you were born. And I think for myself is what happens is you try and fix that sense of shame. And, you know, nothing I did externally could change the way I felt. Like my accomplishments or education or friends couldn't alter that sense of pain inside.
When you were getting ready to compete at the state and regional and then at the national level in the Junior Olympics, did you, when you'd go work out or work on your routines or whenever you were around other athletes, were they the ones who were hurling these invectives at you?
Not in gymnastics. Mostly it happened outside of gymnastics. I think as gymnasts, we're so focused on our own sport and routine. Of course, there were a few gymnasts that, you know, that said some negative things and, but not so much in gymnastics. See, I think, like, it more happens in team sports. And, I mean, I feel like it happens, like, you know, growing up, kind of, again, in adolescence, you know, when you're picked to play team sports in gym class, it's a big time for judgment. And if anyone has any weaknesses or vulnerabilities, they're definitely exposed. So if you're being made fun of or picked last or singled out, it's extremely difficult to perform or function, you know, at an optimum level. And I think many gay adolescents don't feel the same camaraderie in team sports or in gym class, so they choose something else. You know, as humans, we fundamentally go to where it's warm or where you're accepted. So as I got older, I had many gay friends say they weren't good at sports, but I believe, you know, nobody taught them properly.
Were you also surrounded by other gay athletes who you could talk to about this?
I was not. I didn't know. It's always been the assumption that gymnasts were gay, which I always laugh at when people say that, because I didn't know a single gay gymnast when I was competing. And you know, I think people assume that because of the uniforms are tight, but they're tight because the judges have to see your knee bends and you know, and your, which is why it's so difficult, because you have to have, you know, a perfect line, and you're also doing something extremely dangerous. So when people always assumed it was gay, I just thought it was kind of funny.
That's odd that you didn't have anybody else who could commiserate with you, even as you worked your way up to the national level. I would have thought that, you know, while I don't assume that all gymnasts are gay, I would have thought that there would be some of them who could bond with you and deal with this. Or maybe it was something that just didn't come up because, as you say, everybody was focused on getting their routine right, and that was what mattered most.
Yes. There wasn't anybody, you know, so we tend to, if you feel very isolated, you tend to try and compensate for that isolation or ultimately do something that makes you feel better or accepted. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you were describing before, for me, that acceptance was drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
That's what I chose.
I'm curious about your feelings about people who recently have been saying that because of this homophobia that is law in Russia, the U.S. should boycott the Winter Olympics in Sochi.
Oh, man, this is such a tough question. You know, what is happening is terrible. You know, what does the Olympics have to do with sexuality? It's about athletics and unity. It never mattered before with, like, religion, color, or ethnicity. The whole point was to get all these different cultures together to compete on that one day. I mean, that's, you know, the Olympic rings, that's sort of what it signifies. So the fact that this is even happening is absolutely astonishing to me. But on the other hand, can we really boycott it? Because what about those gay athletes that have trained their whole life for this one opportunity? Like, I feel like we don't have the right to take that away from them. So it's one of those situations where I absolutely have no idea what the solution is. I do definitely feel like the Olympic International Committee needs to find their compassion, morals, and ethics. But, I mean, I wouldn't even know how to begin to fix this problem.
Not only would it be unfair in my mind to the gay athletes who have been working towards this goal, but also to the straight athletes who have been working towards that. And I'm always reminded of the fact that Jesse Owens went to Hitler's Berlin in 1936 and beat them and showed the world that a black man could accomplish these things. Not that we need gay athletes to prove that gay athletes can do things. We certainly have seen that many times before. But I think the message of withdrawing wouldn't be a good symbol of what we want to prove to the world.
Yeah, I agree. And you're right. It's also same for the straight athletes, too. I mean, we shouldn't take away the right to compete. This is, you know, the Olympics is every 4 years.
And the people who are going deserve the moment that they have been working for all those years. Joe Pudignano has been working for Cirque du Soleil. He was a star of their show Totem. He's performed in the Twyla Tharp show, The Times They Are A-Changing, done to Bob Dylan music, and he's worked with the Metropolitan Opera. He's a former Junior Olympic National Championship competitor and one heck of an athlete whose book is called Acrobatic, which talks about his addiction to heroin and booze as well. Thanks for joining me here today on America Weekend.
America Weekend.